This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
What's going on, everybody? This is the Tom Rowland Podcast, How To Tuesday, brought to you by Danco. We have a fantastic guest, Captain Ryan Harrington, spending 320-plus days on the water.
I'm going to dumb it down for everybody and teach you how to catch fish no matter what you're dealing with as far as the weather conditions.
One of the things that we were talking about, the barometer, the barometric pressure, how that affects fish behavior. A lot of people will say, you know, I've been told I should fish before a storm. I've heard it's really good after a storm. Maybe you've heard this good when it's raining, but the barometer definitely affects fish behavior. And Ryan's going to tell us an easy way that he uses it all the time to catch more fish. What's up, Ryan?
How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, it's that's one of the things that can put people to sleep, talking about nerdy barometric. But I'm going to dumb it down for everybody and teach you how to catch fish no matter what you're dealing with as far as the weather conditions. So the common theory, you want to fish, you know, before a storm or all the way up until that storm, and then the fishing is bad after. That's the kind of the normal theory. But I've been on the water enough and actually seen with my own eyes what it does to the fish. So I'm going to teach you how to catch fish before, during, and after, and not have any bad days out there. Basically, the pressure, the barometric pressure presses. We as humans don't feel it as much as the fish. But the easy way is, say that we're dealing with a snook fishery and we're fishing in 2 feet of water for snook. If you have high pressure, that high pressure usually after a storm, it's the days you see the bluebird skies. So the days you're sitting in your house and you look outside, there's not a cloud in the sky. It's that beautiful day everybody wants to be at the beach or on the boat. Well, that indicates very high pressure. High pressure pushes the water down. It pushes those fish down in the water column. So I've seen with my own eyes, I've seen snook on a high pressure day and their bellies will actually rub on the sand. So imagine you just ate an entire pizza and you're sitting on your couch. You're going to sink into your cushions. You're going to sink in your couch. Your belly's on the floor. You're not hungry. You can't eat any more pizza. Now on the reverse, before that storm comes, when it's cloudy, that indicates low pressure. Low pressure will raise the fish up in the water column. So if they eat a bait, whether it's your bait or just a natural bait swimming, they eat a bait, they still feel light on their toes, they're up in the water column, they feel like they need to eat again. That's why you have those amazing, fantastic days where the fish are chewing the bottom of the boat, because they never feel like they're full. They just keep eating and eating and eating. Now, how can you correlate that down to catching fish in both conditions? When the bite's good, you know, when it's cloudy and it's low pressure, they're gonna eat anything anyways, throw whatever you want, have fun, bring your kids out there and catch 100 fish. When it's high pressure and it's slow your baits down, slow everything down, fish closer to the bottom. Think about using dead baits, cut bait, slow everything down, put a cut bait out, put it in a rod holder and drink a beer. You know, just look at that rod. When it goes down, you got your fish on. You might not catch 100 fish, but if you slow everything down, you will eventually catch your fish. Just think lower in the water column, lower, slower, and smaller on no matter bait, what bait you're throwing, you'll catch fish.
Nice. So high pressure means slow, like the beautiful day. That's slow. And that is counterintuitive to what a lot of people think. Oh, it's beautiful out here. It's nice and calm. We can go anywhere. We're fishing real fast and we're not catching any fish. So that's some really good advice coming from someone that spent a lot of time on the water and continues to spend a lot of time on the water. So take it and make hay with it, because that's some good advice. All right, that's Captain Ryan Harrington. If you want to follow Captain Ryan Harrington, where do they go?
The easiest way is Instagram, at Captain Ryan Harrington.
Follow him, and maybe go fishing with him. He's got a lot of good advice, including how to fish with the barometer in mind. All right, that's it for How To Tuesday this week. We'll talk to you next week. See you.
Don't miss Thursdays with Saltwater Experience, brought to you by Golden Boat Lifts, every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
I'm Will Cooper, and you're listening to Hunt Stand's Make Your Mark podcast on the Waypoint Podcast Network. Stick around as I bring you more stories and interviews from veteran hunters and industry professionals who inspire us all to be better equipped in the woods and in life.